Hello, and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor, and I'm bringing you week number 8 of our book club. Now, this week, the topic is a little bit touchy. It's a little bit controversial. A lot of people don't like this book because it's about a person named Donald Trump. Okay, it's his autobiography. It's a story about his life. And since he became president, many people, including maybe myself, don't really agree with everything that he does, his actions or his behavior. So when this book came out, it was a bestseller, but now it's got a lot of criticism. Anyway, let's dive into the text, because there are some reasons that it's good to take a look at this book. Okay, here we go. First published in 1987, Trump, The Art of the Deal was written by President Donald Trump and journalist Tony Schwartz. It reached number one on the New York Times bestseller list and stayed there for 13 weeks. Part autobiography and part business advice book, it helped to make him a household name. In fact, many people voted for him in the US presidential election because the book portrays him as a clever businessman and an artist, where business deals are his art form. In the past year, however, it has been discovered that many of his deals over the years have been far from successful, with several businesses going bankrupt or being accused of scams and other suspicious business practices. Many journalists have pointed out his habit for blatant lying whenever it can benefit him. His book has also been met with mixed reviews, being called an advertisement for Trump's greatness and the idea that greed is good. Okay, so just a couple words in here. Household name just means something that's really famous that everybody knows about. Okay, so something that was not famous that became so famous in every house. Okay, every family knows it. He became this famous. Portrays just means shows an image of. And the word blatant lying is like obvious lying. It's not a small lie or a white lie. It's a big lie. Okay, next paragraph. Despite the criticism, the book does give insight into how his career as a real estate developer in the 70s and 80s created his approach to business and leadership. While there is still much to learn about Trump's management style as President of the United States, we can gain a lot of knowledge about his approach to making deals, something that can help us all get used to a world where Trump is the President of the United States. So the reason we're doing this book is because, well, it was a bestseller at the time. And, you know, he is the president, so it is important to find out, you know, what makes him the person he is. What influenced him, what changed him when he was young. Okay, let's look at 5 points from the book that help us understand the person he is. His biggest influence growing up was his father. Trump's father, Fred, the son of German immigrants, was in the real estate industry in New York City. Trump joined his father's business in 1968 at age 22, and eventually made his first steps into the world of high-end Manhattan real estate, since he wanted to be part of a luxury market. Fred helped Donald with millions of dollars of loans in the late 70s and early 80s. He said that his father taught him the importance of efficiency and toughness, and that he got his dramatic style of speech from his mother, a Scottish immigrant. Okay, just one word here. Efficiency. Now, that's just being able to use your time and energy in an effective way. Okay, next paragraph. He believes you should work with family whenever possible. Trump writes, "There's nothing to compare with family if they happen to be competent, because you can trust family in a way you can never trust anyone else." He put his first wife, Ivana, in charge of the Trump Castle Casino rather than hiring a manager from outside, since he prioritized trust over experience. Trump's 3 oldest children, Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, were key advisors during his presidential campaign. According to Trump, another benefit of working with family is that people can report directly to him. "In our organization, anyone with a question could bring it directly to me and get an answer immediately," he writes. "That's precisely why I've been able to act so much faster than my competitors on so many deals." So actually, he has a point here. Maybe that does help to speed up the process when he has family involved. However, having family in your business does create other problems, maybe you can imagine. Just one word here, competent. Competent is just the being able to do something well. Okay, next paragraph. He learned how to be a force in the public arena. In 1973, Trump schmoozed his way to a membership at the exclusive Le Club in New York. He learned how to be a force in the public arena. In 1973, Trump schmoozed his way to a membership at the exclusive Le Club in New York, where he met Roy Cohn, a ruthless New York lawyer, who would become a mentor to Trump. Trump writes that Cohn most valued toughness and loyalty, which he admired. Okay, great word here, schmoozed. Now, to schmooze is to talk to somebody in a way that you want to get something from them. So usually, when you go to a special banquet or celebration or ceremony and, you want to help yourself by talking to someone who's in a high position, like a boss or something. Usually you pay them compliments, you talk to them, and you're not really sincere, you're not being honest, but you just want to impress that person. So if it's a CEO or a boss you want to impress, you're going to talk to them that makes you look better. That's called schmoozing. Okay, next paragraph. Trump became relentless. Trump will not back down from a fight if it's brought to him. In the art of the deal, he's aware this can be perceived as reckless, but prefers to stick to his guns. I fight when I feel I'm getting screwed, even if it's costly and difficult and highly risky. He explains that he's okay with making enemies along the way, as long as you're fighting for what you believe in. He says, I don't go out of my way to be nice to enemies. Okay, two expressions here. Stick to his guns. Stick to your guns just means not compromise, not give in, not give up to what you believe in, okay? You stick to your beliefs, stick to your path, your way, don't give up, even if someone tries to make you change. And screwed, getting screwed. Now, screwed just means be in big trouble, okay? If I say, oh no, I'm screwed, I just lost my phone or my wallet, that means I'm in big trouble. Okay, next paragraph. He has a complicated history with the press. Trump's rocky relationship with the media is nothing new. Trump developed a habit early in his career of keeping track of what the media says about him, and often writes letters to reporters and writers who criticize him. Trump claims to understand what people want to read and watch, which is why he's fine with stretching the truth. A little exaggeration never hurts. People want to believe that something is the biggest and the greatest and the most spectacular. Okay, just a couple expressions here. Rocky. Rocky we usually use with relationship or something that's unstable. Okay? Also, stretching the truth. That's just kind of like an exaggeration or a small lie. Okay, next paragraph. A note from the co-author. While working on The Art of the Deal in the 1980s, co-author Schwartz spent 18 months with Trump. Over the past few years, he has been an outspoken critic of Trump. I put lipstick on a pig, he told The New Yorker last year, adding that he feels deep regret for portraying Trump in a more appealing way than he actually is. So this was the author way back in the 80s when he wrote this book with Trump. In fact, he probably wrote most of the book. He made Trump sound better than he really is, and now he's become an outspoken critic. Outspoken just means really strong opinions and not being shy to voice your opinions, to talk about your opinions. That's outspoken. Okay, let's take a look at some quotes from The Art of the Deal. Listen to your gut, no matter how good something sounds on paper. So gut here just means your feeling or your instinct, and on paper means in your head or logically. So even if something logically sounds good, listen to your instinct. Is it good or is it not going to benefit you? Okay, next quote. I aim very high, and then I just keep pushing and pushing and pushing to get what I'm after. Okay, just a quick note grammatically here. After doesn't mean like before after. It means what I'm chasing, what I'm trying to catch, what I'm following. Okay, next one. What you should never do is pay too much, even if that means walking away from a very good sight. Okay, just a quick note here. Sight here, since he was in real estate, which means buildings, buildings like homes and things are built on a sight. That's the ground that a building is on. Next one. Our marketing strategy was to play hard to get. If you're too eager to make the first deal that comes along, it's quite obvious to people that the apartments aren't in demand. Okay, hard to get here. That's when you pretend to be less interested in order to make the other person more interested. We use this a lot in relationships. Sometimes people will intentionally or deliberately not call back, you know, a girl or a boy. That makes the girl or boy more interested. Like, oh, why isn't she calling me? Why isn't he calling me? And that makes the other person more interested. So that's called playing hard to get. Next one. I have a very simple rule when it comes to management. Hire the best people from your competitors and pay them more than they were earning. Okay, last quote. I'm a businessman. From a bottom line perspective, bad publicity is sometimes better than no publicity at all. Controversy sells. Okay, there's another expression that's common to this one. It is bad press is better than no press. Basically what he's saying, first, bottom line is the total profit of a company. It's the final result at the end of all of the complicated details. How much money did your company make? That's the bottom line. At the end of the year, what's left? What's remaining? What money did you make? So even if you had some bad publicity, like if the newspapers or the news were calling you a bad person or he got some criticism, that's okay because the bottom line, the thing that's important is how much money did I make? And publicity can actually sell, can make me money because controversy, which is argument or disagreement, that actually can make me more famous. It can make you more famous and that can help him to make more money. So controversy sells is what he's saying here. Okay, let's take a look at the task for today. Number one, what do you think of Trump's approach to business and leadership? What parts of his style are wise? What parts are dangerous? Number two, do you know any relentless businessmen in your country or city? What kind of business do they have, and how is their approach different from Trump's? Number three, do you think Trump's leadership style will help or hurt the United States and world economy? Explain. Okay, so this is a really, as I said, touchy or a controversial topic. I think it's well-timed because, you know, Trump is in Asia now, or he's going to be there in November 5th. And so it's important to kind of know the kind of person he is. And I think we can learn a little bit more about him, even if we don't like him, even if we are really confused about his behavior. And some of the things he says, you know, it does help to know where he came from so we can kind of just, you know, understand the kind of person he is. Because there are people like this that we might encounter in our lives. So anyway, I really look forward to seeing all your comments and ideas about this because it is a really hot topic these days. And as always, I look forward to seeing all your ideas and we'll talk to you later.